Okay, we continue in the Mesillas Yesharim with the commentary of the Bavli Mishkan Evne. I'm going to skip about a page because not to take away from the author's brilliance, but it's just I don't think we're going to benefit much from that page, so we're going to skip to page Kuf Yud Aleph, three lines from the top. He says, "O hanimtza zman." He's quoting the Mesillas Yesharim now. "O hanimtza zman l'chol shar chelkei ha'iyun v'lo in hazeh lo yezman." Is it possible that a person has time for all other types of iyun? Iyun means learning something in depth, and for this type of depth, meaning to learn avodas Hashem, how to be a proper servant of Hashem, to learn about your midos. So for this type of iyun, he doesn't have time. Is it possible you don't have time for this? So now, the Bavli explains. Kan kvar medaber Rabbeinu Ramchal anoshim hamotzim la'atzman zman l'shar chelka iyun kegon filosofia, tchuna, refua, v'dinim v'alochas, ach v'yirs Hashem v'vodas yisbarach, himena me'an miklal. Now the author, Lutzado, is speaking about people who are able to find time for other types of in-depth research, such as philosophy, sciences, medicine, or even in learning halachas as they apply in Jewish law. But regarding Yiras Hashem and service to Hashem, they don't have time to learn in depth. Im adam matzah zman la'ayin b'shar chelkei hadvar malav limtzah zman la'ayin gam b'yiras Hashem. A person has time to learn other things in depth, he should find time to learn in depth, what is this business of Yiras Hashem, fear of Hashem? B'derech klal, in general, etzel rov b'nei adam, haba'aya eina matchila miyiras Hashem she'ena ma'ayinu bo. The general problem for most people is not that they don't begin to study in depth Yiras Hashem. That's not the main problem for most people. Haba'aya matchila mikach shlo kiyem etzlam klal hamusag iyun. The problem for most people is what? It begins with the fact that people don't do anything in depth. They don't look into anything thoroughly. Kama sharachnu el var barucha, as I explained in great detail before. Tzarech shiel adam koach shel iyun b'chlal. A person has to have the ability to look at things in depth in general, a general ability to look in depth. Lacham ikein, Allah lehifanos also befrat liyun b'yiras Hashem. Then, when he has the ability to look at things in depth, he should then turn specifically to looking into in depth what is yiras Hashem. But a person who has no power of yiyun at all, he's not able to acquire it from the power of yira. In other words, you know, it's got to be the ability to look in depth will bring you to look into Yiras Hashem in depth. It's not going to happen from a person. He's not going to acquire the ability to look into depth from the fact that he has Yiras Hashem. That's not going to work. You're putting the cart before the horse. Dovrzet limudon chazal b'amram. This is what our rabbis teach us. Haroitza shiachkim Yasok b'dinei mamonos. If a person wants to become wise, he should engage in learning the parts of the Talmud that deal with monetary issues. Such, for example, learning those mesechtas, learning those tractates, Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra, things that deal with financial issues. Now, question is, umadua lo amru harotza lahachmin yilmad yiras Hashem. Why isn't it saying it? Why didn't the Gemara say that a person wants to become wise, he should learn fear of God? Hari yesh b'yun gol, there's a lot to look in depth, and there's a lot of wisdom in Yiras Hashem. Tshuva l'dov, the answer is, Adam b'sharayt z'la'achim en yachal l'ilmod Yiras Hashem. A person who wants to become wise, he's not able to learn Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem hu lo yachacham, you will not become wise from Yiras Hashem. Okay, well, question is why? What's the logic behind that? You want to be wise, learn things that are hard to learn. Learn things that will sharpen your mind. Won't Yiras Hashem sharpen your mind? Isn't there a lot of depth to Yiras Hashem? The answer is, Harei lekamon marach Rabbeinu HaRamchal Lavar Sharam Tzarech Lashkiya Biyin Biyiras Hashem. And he's going to make the question deeper. We're going to get to it in a minute, where the Tzara is going to explain to us how much effort you have to invest to learning in depth in Yiras Hashem, to understand Yiras Hashem. He will bring a statement of the rabbis that says that at the same time, Yiras Hashem is Chachmah. So it is wisdom. She Chachmah Levado, we're going to find it's the only wisdom. Yiras Hashem is the only wisdom. If that's the case. Why is it that a person cannot acquire the power of looking at things in depth by looking in depth, but only with aspects of Yiras Hashem? So that's what he has to explain now. So the issue is as follows. Where people are not learning about Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem is something that needs a lot of learning in depth. And the tzaddik is saying that people have trouble, b'chlal, being able to learn anything in depth. So before you can learn Yiras Hashem, you have to be able to learn in depth, because it says, Gemara says, anyone wants to be smart should learn monetary laws. So he's asking, well, wait a minute, but learning in depth, learning Yiras Hashem, that's also learning in depth. That should make you smart too. So he explains like this. During the course of the generations, many people made a mistake in this aspect. Like Reb Chaim Volozhin relates, he went into a particular shul and looked in the bookcases and he saw many books on ethical improvement. Sifrei Avodas Hashem, books on how to do service to Hashem. Aval afilu shas echad shalem hu lo matzah. But to find one complete set of Talmud, he couldn't find in the shul. Meaning to say, Anashim Higil Maskana, people in that shul at least, came to the conclusion, around Kufyud Beis, Shemiyach Ratach Lishi, Lahagiya Visof Liyum Bish Hashem. Since the end goal is, as they felt, the end goal is to come to the point of looking in depth to Yiras Hashem. Kemat Sarach Eslimudayin B'Gemara, why do we have to learn Gemara in depth? Yechu Yashul Tachlis, let's get straight to the goal. Get straight to the goal, Yiras Hashem. So that was a problem to not have an entire set of Talmud in the shul. Marshal Madovid Domer, what can we compare this to? Adamagia lechanus v'rotza likno shulchan. Guy comes to a store, he wants to buy a table. Usholi asks, Heichan hamifal hamiyatzeres shulchan. Where is the factory that manufactures this type of table? He's asking this to the retail furniture store. Amrim lo, amifal enakad. The factory isn't here. We don't make it over here. Hunimtza bechadera. You'll find it in chadera. Amrim lasi says to himself, Bishvil ma liknos kan bisnim. So why should I buy this here at a local retailer? Elech libdok ma yesh mifal bechadera. Let me check a look in the factory in chadera. Betach sham ashulchan yoser zul. For sure the table will be cheaper there if I go to the factory. V'chein omer ha'adam l'asmo. So does the person say to himself, Im b'sofer shol dover koach ha'iyun tzorach levo liyiras Hashem. If at the end of the day, the power of learning in depth has to bring you to come to learning fear of Hashem, lama li la'ayim b'gavor, why should I look at the Gavor? Agash yesh lo tachlis, let me go straight to the goal. L'sherish l'makor v'ayim b'yiras Hashem. Let me go to the root. The root is yiras Hashem. So you think these two things are comparable. But the example of the furniture is not the same as the reality of life. First cannot come to the stage of learning about Yiras Hashem in depth if he doesn't acquire for himself the ability to learn in depth, which will only come from learning Gemara, and let us explain. So it's not like buying furniture. Why should I buy furniture from the retailer? I can go to the wholesaler. It's not the same thing, because it's just a question of spending money. It's not a question of developing an intellect. We've explained much before in depth. Hashem, who be'etzem shiluv al leiv umoach. The looking in depth into fear of Hashem, that essentially is a step of the heart and the mind. It's not a shiluv, a merging of the heart and the mind. That's the part I skipped, because that was a very obvious point. In order to make partners, each one has to exist before we make a partnership. If there's no heart, you can't merge it with the brain. But the same token, if there's no brain, you can't merge it with the heart. In other words, the part that we skipped was basically saying Yiras Hashem means you have to take what you know and apply it to the heart, to feel what you know. And to take that which you know in your heart, in your brain, and bring it into your heart. That is Yiras Hashem. So, therefore, a person first has to have a brain. Then you can merge it with the heart. So now, if a person skips over the step of learning in depth from our holy Torah, you don't begin by engaging in the study of monetary laws. You want to start immediately looking in depth to Yiras Hashem. Chisur, kefal, v'chiluk. You figure out what that sentence means? It took me a while. It's compared to a person who, before he learns about numbers, they teach him addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. Before they teach him what numbers are. Is that going to work? Hare pu'ulos elu hinen sug shel shiluv ben shnei misporim. These activities of addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division, that is the activity of combining and integrating two numbers. Person first has to know what numbers are. Then only later is a person able to combine or subtract one from another. You cannot learn any mathematical operations if you don't know numbers. It's the foundation of man. Can't do it. So the same thing. Avodas Ha'adam, the service of a person who is shalev esamoch v'alev yachdov. It's to combine the heart and the mind together. V'vechinas, as we say, the famous pasuk, v'yadata hayom v'ashivos alvecha. You shall know it today and place it upon your heart. Shuzewa iyun v'yiras Hashem. This is the iyun, the in-depth study of yiras Hashem. Avokodem tzarech shiel amoach. But you first have to have a brain that's functioning in a capacity that does things in-depth. In order to have a brain in holiness, you have to build yourself up with looking in depth to the Holy Torah. That's where he acquires for himself the ability to build up the brain. Then he can come to the step, to the level of what? To merge it with the feelings, the natural feelings that are found in his heart. Then you have unity of the heart and the mind, which is Yiras Hashem. Okay, so you see what's going on over here? It's saying like this. To have Yiras Hashem, that by definition is taking the knowledge of what it means, to have what your Avodas Hashem really means, take that information, and now integrate it into your emotional world of the heart. And get yourself, as we said yesterday, about the king. That you're going to have machshava, lev, and then action. You're going to have thought, feeling, and action. So first you have to know what you're thinking. You have to know how to think like a Jew. That's the problem. And to think like a Jew means you've got to think in depth about Jewish things. You've got to look at things and look at them in depth, get them clear, understand exactly what it is, develop that area of chachma, And now that you got that chachma, then you've got to get yourself to put that chachma into your heart, and to get yourself emotionally connected to it. And that is the avodas Hashem of a Jew. Now, the problem is, what if you're not capable of looking at a topic in depth? Then you're going to lack the moach aspect. You're not going to have the wisdom that you're trying to merge into your heart. So, and where is that? Well, you've got to look at Yiras Hashem in depth. You have to look at Yiras Hashem in depth, but what if you don't have the power of looking at anything in depth? Then what is the information of Judaism that you're trying to apply into yourself? You don't even know it. You don't even know, you know, these aspects. What does it really mean to emulate Hashem? Let's talk about emulating Hashem. You don't even know what Hashem is. You really don't know what Hashem does, and you could study that, but that's something that has to be studied in depth. What does it mean that there's a God? You know, like, you have to be able to answer the question. You know, if there's a God, why was there a Holocaust? You have to be able to intelligently answer the question. The fact that 99% of the people hear the question, ask the question, hear the answers, and aren't good with the answers means they lack the ability to look at something in depth. Because, you know what, the answer takes 6 hours and I ain't got the patience to hear it. If you don't have the patience to hear it, it means you don't have a brain that's smart enough to look at anything in depth. Now, you're going to expect to be a good Jew? You're going to expect to have avodas Hashem? When if you can't give me a 5-minute answer to my question, then you don't have the answer. Someone who thinks that way is very sorely lacking a brain that's developed to be able to be an avodas Hashem. The biggest proof that the whole society has no brains is because look at the way the media feeds them information. They know that nobody has the patience to pay attention for more than about 60 seconds. It means to hulk up in anything, they just can't do it. They can't look at anything in depth. And therefore, you expect them to understand anything about Yiddishkeit. And that's what he says. That's the problem. The problem is we don't know how to look at anything in depth. I mean, let's be honest. You know, what are the things that people really talk about? And tell me how much depth is there. Okay, your typical secular guy, what does he talk about? Sports. Believe me, there's no depth in there. There's absolutely no depth. No matter what you're going to say, it's still basically, in any sport, you use your body in a smart way to push people around to get what you need to be done. Develop a talent. It's not depth of mind. Most sports players are not very bright, and neither are the sportscasters. They may be eloquent. They could say things fancy, but bright they ain't. Okay? And what would secular women get engaged in all day long? Trying to see if a house looks pretty. Now, that doesn't take a lot of brains either. You pay tens of thousands of dollars for interior decorators who they've decided what they think looks pretty. You could ask somebody else to think it looks ugly. You know, a whole feng shui, that doesn't take a lot of brains. You know, they just say, this is in, this is, you know, you go to designers, this is in style this year, right? The biggest proof is, the people following have less brains than them. That doesn't take brains. Well, this year, we all the gurus in Paris, decided things are going to be slim this year. Oh, that took a lot of brains. Really, that took a lot of brains. Going back to style of the 50s. Right. Well, you know, I'm going to go shopping for clothes. That takes brains. It's not getting brains at all. Right. So what else are people engaged in? Right. Now, a few people in the world, yeah, if you're a doctor, you have to have some brains. If you're an accountant, you have to have some brains. It's a few people who have to use their brains. And because people don't want to use their brains, they have to pay these people big bucks. You know, it's really not that hard to do your own taxes. Really, it's not that hard. Really, but you know what? People don't want to use the brains for it for 1 minute. There's a certain amount of laws, that's all it is. And you invite yourself a program now. But you know, I don't have the time. I can't do any project that takes more than 30 seconds. Okay, to sit now, you know, but you could do it. Almost anybody could do it. Okay, you don't have the time. If you're smart, you're making more money doing something else. It doesn't pay for you to do that. I'm just saying, people don't know how to think about any topic in depth for any period of time. You know, if I bring any Shabbaton speaker that will talk about something intelligent for an hour, people will say he's boring and they fall asleep in the middle. Only a speaker that will make jokes the entire time, they say he was a great speaker. Why? Because people can't think for a long period of time. We're handicapped, crippled in the brains. Really, can't do it. No matter what time of day or night you do it, you know, people can't do it. Why? Because they haven't trained their brains to think. And they're not learning it in the public schools either. Because what they've done is, since people aren't smart, we've lowered down the standards have been lowered down. They don't have to know nothing. God forbid the kids should have to have patience for anything, right? And why is that? This is where one of the issues is. This is where the television is destructive. It's destructive. Forget about the tumma that's on the television. Forget about that. It teaches your brain to not think. You know, Sesame Street is not educationally sound. Because you learn math, as my teacher once said, mathematics enters the mind through the fingertips. Meaning, you want to know math? You do problem after problem after problem after problem. You have to think how to do the problem. You're not going to see a big bird showing you 2 eggs and 3 eggs, and that's 5 eggs and all day long. That's all you're going to learn. No, you get in front of a piece of paper, A, B, C, D. Now memorize it. Make your brain work hard. The brain is a muscle. Just like anything else. You work the brain hard, it learns to work hard. You train the brain to say, you know, make it easy for me, the brain learns to be soft and it's a bunch of mush. It's a bunch of mush. So if you don't know how to use your brain, so anything, oh, it's hard, I don't want to do it. So, okay, Tatala, we'll make it easy for you. I.e., what does that mean? I really don't want to build the muscles in my brain. And the parent says, fine, we'll raise you up as a mental invalid. That's what it is. You have a society of mental invalids. Who do you vote for president? Should we bother to look at the issues? He's a handsome-looking black fellow. Let's vote for him. That's a real good reason to vote to make the most important decisions in your life, because he's a handsome-looking black fellow. And, well, I forgot. Time for change. Very intelligent idea. Time for change. So anybody who is intelligent in America is saying, what is going on in this country? We're making the most important decisions by what? By whoever can grab you in a 30-second snapshot. When the real issues are, you know, let's talk about what security really means. Let's talk about what a balanced budget really means. You know, people couldn't care less in one thing. It's $1.17 for gas, I'm voting for another guy. Finished. It doesn't matter. No one bothers to think. And that affects every interpersonal relationship that goes on. Oh, that guy made me upset. I'll forget that relationship with that guy now. Maybe you want to think it through. No one wants to think anything through. Right? This is the fact, the forces that have come into the world. You know, that people can't even write emails. They only can tweet now. I can't do any more than 100 characters. If I have to type more than 100 characters, I can't even remember what my first line was. I should remember by the fourth line what I wrote. I mean, you got to write something that makes sense. You write something in the beginning, in the middle, and the end, and people don't, you know. Remember the good old days when you had to learn to write essays? There was something called a paragraph. Remember what a paragraph was? Taking a couple sentences with a similar theme that presents one idea. And then you have many paragraphs. And you start an essay with an introduction, understand where you're coming from, develop the idea, develop another difficult word for people today. Develop the idea and come to conclusions. That is so boring. And that's why we're not going to do that anymore. Right? That's all it was. So people can't stop to think. They have nothing to build to think deeply. Now you go to a nice cheder. You go to a cheder, and what do? Already, you know, it's called the double curriculum. Double curriculum means you're thinking all day. Not like in public school where, God forbid, you shouldn't think more than 3 periods a day, and the rest will be arts and gym and home economics and music. I'm not against any of those things. Then stay in school till 9 o'clock. Which would be fine. It would be fine. It'd be better. No, you know, they start Nebuch. They start so early in public school. You know, 8:30. Full ungodly hour. Whew, a tough day to go to 3. Whew, and that's a tough day. That's a tough day for some of the kids. Whoa, 6.5 hours. And how much of that is lunch? Gym? You know, my daughter's taking it to kinesiology. You know how many, they got these things, Pekins. It's so much athletics you have to do. What a waste of time. You know, yeah, you have to learn how to play volleyball and tennis and this and that. Learn something, for goodness sake. What do you got to know how to learn tennis for? Taking a kid in a real proper Jewish day school. You're there at 7:30 in the morning. And you're not done by grade 5 till 5:30. And then there used to be much more homework, not anymore, because even the Jewish day schools had to cave into the parents. Because the parents don't know how to do the homework with their kids anymore either, because they don't have the patience. But that's what makes children into intellectuals. Hard work. You know, what was wrong with hard work? What ever happened to that? Kids get home and you got 2 hours of homework every day. Now, instead of that, they 2 hours of, you know, this all day. Which again is nothing to keep you, to develop your intellect. It just doesn't happen. Right? A kid goes to yeshiva, you start learning Gemara, because that's hard. It's really hard. And you guys are asking me, you guys are breaking your heads in. Do they really learn this in grade 5 and 6 and 7 and 8? You guys are learning Makkos, right? A 12-year-old, a 13-year-old is learning Makkos? You know what? They do it! Because the brain is trainable! And unfortunately, you know, some of us are, you know, we'll have a bit of that work ethic, but you know, most of us have been raised on TV, so our brains are damaged. Our brains are damaged, and you only can think for a certain amount of time. You know, just like the coffee break. You know, God forbid you got to work more than 45 minutes without moving away from a desk and drinking some coffee. You know, it used to be you sit in front of a desk all day long. You take a lunch break, finished. It's that same thing. So now, what really makes your brain work hard? Learning Gemara. It's not so much. You understand now. It's not, of course you want to conclude and understand the Gemara at the end and come out halacha l'maase. Of course you want to get that. But the main objective of learning Gemara is you're training your brain to look in depth and add one concept upon another concept upon another concept. Why is the Gemara so hard? Precisely. Why didn't they make the Gemara easy? Because if they did, you'd never be able to learn anything in depth. Why is it so abstract? Because that's where you learn depth. The harder it is, the more your brain is forced to stretch, and it will stretch, and you'll be able. Maybe you're not going to have trouble remembering things. Yeah, you might not remember the Gemara you learned 2 weeks ago. You might not. But if you're rooted, you would. But the fact is, every day, you're going to spend a couple hours in the mental gym working your brains out. Right? So what do you see? We get to stretch a hard Gemara, all of a sudden the Gemara class cuts into half. I can't do this, it's too hard. Well, keep trying! You're never gonna get to it. I'd rather go to a Parsha class. Oh, the rabbi makes it so easy, so entertaining. I'm not saying you can't learn, when you've been crushing your brains for 5-6 hours, you need to take a break. So instead of playing a video game, now listen to a Parsha class. When your brain is so fried from so much in-depth study, you know, I got a headache from all this Gemara. Okay, here, go listen to Parsha class now. And relax with the Parsha class. We're methodically, piece after piece, is slowly put down in front of you, and the ideas make some sense. And if people can't even sit through a Parsha class, you said too many concepts. I never say more than one concept, you have to pay attention for an hour. Oh, I can't do that either. So you see, that's what it is. That's the value of learning Talmud. So learn the Zikin. What do I got to learn about an ox scoring? Is it easy, Gemara, Shelley? Is it easy?
No, it doesn't take long before it gets hard.
It's
easy for about 2 minutes.
Not even. Right? We're learning Masechus Makkos, right? Lashes. We're in the third last page of the tractate. Haven't yet begun to teach us how you lash the guy. Because that's too easy. You know, the Gemara never is easy. The first page, you talk about subject A, and they start with subject Z, and Q and P and R. When are we going to get to A? That's going to be the end. after we fried your brains and tossed them all around, now we'll start learning what the tractate's all about. And that's the way it has to be done. That's it. Why is it sorry? It bedavka has it. You go to the gym. Go to the gym, yeah? Right? So you say, okay, here's my weight. Oh, I can do this. Oh, that's great. I love it. No. This is called this 25-pound weight. What? You know? And you come back, and within 5 minutes, your arm is sore. Your body is killing you. A good workout means after an hour, your body is aching. You know what you did? You worked muscles you didn't work before. Right? And guess what? If you keep doing it, muscles get developed. You can take on heavier weights. Right? So now you come to a Gemara class, and you say, okay, make it fun and exciting. I'm just going to sit back and laugh and giggle, and you're going to give me a very exciting Gemara. You know, and it's going to be a thrill. I'm going to love it. You know, you walk out as dumb as you started. Okay, now we're going to start learning. Here's a concept. Here's another concept. Here's building one concept. As a Gemara class, you come 5 minutes late to most Gemara classes, don't bother showing up. Don't bother showing up, because these are ideas building one upon another. How are you going to understand what's going on if you missed the first four ideas? Well, it's okay. I come to the rabbi's drush late, and I still get something out of it. Rabbi's drush lately has zero intelligence because the clientele has just about the same amount, capacity to hold it. Rabbi has to live with the realities. Yeah, 5 or 10% will appreciate a real good class. Everybody else is lost. Expect me to think? Okay, so rabbis become the entertainer. Right? And he brings Shabbaton speakers who are entertaining. To learn anything, you know. And maybe in an hour, yeah, I got an idea. Never, that's what you have to do. If you do anything different, people can't do it. Okay, how many people come to the Gemara class? Okay, 6. It's not just my Gemara class, you know. You know, there's other people, you know, you start speaking to rabbis, you know, young, dynamic, energizing. Yeah, they start the Gemara class with 20. Ooh, that's an amazing class. And now he's seeing he's only getting 6 people. Because yeah, Gemara at the end of the day is Gemara, is Gemara, is Gemara. It's hard work, hard work, hard work. And people say, I don't want to do it. And that's all. So now, that means you've given up on the ability to think in depth. Finished. So now, how do you expect to know anything about Yiddishkeit in depth? Well, I went to some Neve classes, and they said some very exciting ideas, and it was very interesting. So you're still not going to get in depth. You want to learn in depth? Your girl in depth? Learn Michtav Meliyahu. Learn Rav Dessler inside, without the sugar coating. Break your head on it. You know, then you're going to, you know, so ladies can't learn Gemara? Don't worry. There are seminaries, they'll break your head. We'll break your head trying to understand. I don't understand what the Ramban is saying. You try to learn a Ramban inside. Oh man, your brains are gonna go nuts. And that's for a lady. That lady not learn Gemara, learn Rambans. Go try to learn Rambans. So what's the value of learning Ramban? They have to be good Jewish housewives. Why do they have to learn Ramban? The answer is, be a good Jewish housewife, you gotta be able to look at things in depth. And even women with the Bina Yisera, that's gone out the window a long time ago too. Women think, oh, I learned to have Bina Yisera, which means I don't have to do anything and I'm always the smarter one. You're not. You're not. Not if you don't learn how to learn in depth. It's got to learn things in depth. That's what has to happen. So how are you going to start learning your now you think, now you're going to try to learn what is proper mitos. When are you supposed to do certain things? How are you supposed to behave? How are you supposed to react? Well, you have to learn a subject matter in depth in that area too. But that's not the place we're going to learn things in depth. There is, you got to learn the numbers before you're going to do addition and subtraction. Right? Here's the problem. I understand. Let me learn the spiritual stuff in depth. This is where the danger lies. He's not saying it. I'm going to tell you where it lies. Because when you're learning that, you come with a bias. And the bias will now bias whatever intelligent you're going to put in there. So you got to start somewhere where there's no bias. Learn the Zikin, learn the laws of damages. You don't care either way if the ox pays 200 or 100. There's no emotional attachment to the ox paying anything. You're making your brains work in a pure brain environment with no bias. And that's how you train brains to work. And when you got an unbiased brain that knows how to work, now get into aspects of Avodas Hashem, which you're going to be challenged with, that means you have to change your life based on what you're learning. And then you better have some brains that work properly before you're going to learn any of this. Because if not, you just allow your pre-existing schema of life will dictate how to understand what this message is, and not necessarily the way Chazal wanted you to understand it. And you can learn certain, just like he said a couple of weeks ago, remember the story of wanting to free the Aguna because the lady cried so much from a Gemara. That's not what you learn from that Gemara.
It was a great term.
What?
Bayach Svara.
Bayach Svara. Oh, that's what you get Bayach Svaras. Logic from the belly. Right? And you can see this. You talk to people. You talk to people about Hashem. They don't have a clue what you're talking about. They have a clue what you're talking about. Because they don't know how to look at anything in depth. Every single thing, you know, shown bias issues, you know, they have to be looked at in depth. Not just for what you're thinking about. I went to Rebbetzin Soder's class, and now I have all the answers to all the issues, because in 10 easy steps, I know I have a good marriage. You get that? Any class that says anything in 10 easy steps, don't waste your time going in, unless you just want to go to a nice movie and be entertained. Yeah, anything, you got to go through a book from cover to cover and use your brains to figure it out. This is where the pavement, where the rubber hits the road. And very people don't want the rubber to hit the road. So that's why if you learn the Zikin and now you've developed your brains, now my brain knows how to think well and hard. Now I'll take a safer of Mesillas Yesharim. And you're wondering, how did this author, right? Mesillas Yesharim has what, about 26 chapters? Okay, look, there's a commentary on the first chapter. What's there so much to talk about in this book? Because you understand, the author of Lavavi first knows how to learn Talmud very well. You know, people don't realize he gives a Talmud class. Oh, really? Yes, he gives a Talmud class. Any great rabbi that's a holy man has to be able to give a Talmud class exceptionally well, because he has to be able to have such depth. So now when he looks at these apparently simple words of the Mesillas Yesharim, he learns with them with incredible depth. And then he brings out the real messages that Mesillas Yesharim is trying to bring out. And that's the way to learn Mesillas Yesharim properly. Not say, oh, I looked through Luzzatto, I read a couple paragraphs in Luzzatto, and now I understand what I'm going to say. It's a lifelong, in-depth pursuit. Now, when it becomes really clear what you're really supposed to do, at least you got the brain. Now we have the challenge to get the heart to accept what the brain says. But if you don't know how to think in depth, you're never going to be, and you haven't developed the brain, then you can't even learn what is it in depth that my Avodas Hashem entails. I don't even have to know what the benchmark is of understanding of Avodas Hashem to get myself emotionally connected to. I don't have a clue, the slightest idea of what I'm supposed to connect myself to. Be nice. Be kind. You know, kindness. We've already proven nobody knows what kindness means. We've already proven nobody knows what happiness means, because you have to use your brain to understand those terms. The Torah has to explain all those terms, and you don't understand them in 2 minutes. So that's why, and that's the thing. So what's the problem? The problem is we don't know how to think. And we don't want to go through the processes of learning how to think. So okay, where are we up to now? I don't even know where I am. I think we're on the next page. Kufiyat Aleph over there. I think we're at the top of Kufiyat Aleph, right? Very top. In Cain? Therefore it concludes, Ein dai lanu b'meh shemelumad lanu mavaseinu u'b'mash mefur. Oh no, I'm sorry, I skipped. I'm on the other. Yeah, my page flipped over. You're right, I'm sorry. We're at the bottom of Kufiyat Beis. Right at the bottom. Im Kain, it's also in Cain. And now in conclusion, right at the bottom of Kufiyat Beis. What was the point he said? Is it possible for you to have time to look in depth in other areas of study, but not to have time to look in depth in this area? He's not saying we should be negative and not learn other things in depth. There's nothing wrong with that. And certainly we shouldn't push away learning Torah in depth. Ala kavana, but his real intention is shekaidim ala adam livnos es koach ha'iyun shebenefesh. First, he has to develop and build up the power of being able to look in depth. Ula acham ikan, and afterwards, lagia la'iyun b'yiras Hashem. Then to look in depth in yiras Hashem. shushiluv shel hamoach v'lev, which then becomes the bridge to connect the brain to the heart. That becomes the critical point. Right? So again, this is where you have, this is where the educational issues in day schools come in. When the kids are going to learn Gemara, which one are you supposed to learn? Which one are you supposed to learn? So the ones that have a Vada Chinuch that has Rosh Yeshivas telling you what the educational policies of the school are, and those that are Rosh Yeshivas who know this, they say, grade five, we're going to learn Elementsis. We're going to learn, you know, lost objects. And as all you learned Elementsis, you found it wasn't that easy. Right? But now that you're looking back, it was easier than Marcus. Right? But a lot of concepts and very little practicality. I mean, how often, how much of it really dealt with lost objects? You had 6 blot just on Yir Shalom Midas, if you recall, which was something that, when is that ever going to apply? Right? And then what are you doing the next year? Hamafkid, if a guy's a shomer, a guy's watching a cow. And we got shor, mua, tam, this and that. And then we start talking about axes, the core, and things like that. And lashing people. Well, these are all relevant things that we learn. No, but what is it? It's mind-stretching learning. Right? Why? Why are they doing that? Because when you're young, you can stretch your mind. And they keep doing it, but it's all not relevant. Don't matter relevant. Why don't they learn tractate brachos? You know why they don't learn brachos? Because it's really not mentally challenging. But it's so practical, the boys will want to learn that which is practical. Fine. When are they ever learn to train their minds to learn in depth? It's not going to come from Chumash, it's not going to come from Navi. What are the subjects? That's why we have, why in yeshivas, in the yeshiva day school, when the kids are ready in grade 9 and 10, if there's, let's say, 6 hours of Judaic studies, they're spending 5 of them in Gemara. Why are they so narrow-minded? Because if you're going to learn Gemara 5 hours a day, the way you're supposed to get it, by the time you're going to get 22, 23, you'll have a mind that is so sharp, you can do anything in depth. That's why smart people know a guy who learned in yeshiva and didn't fool around and really learned, you can hire him in a law firm. He doesn't need one book, just tell him a couple of rules of Canadian law. Because his mind is so sharp, he'll know where to find what the nuances in the law mean. He doesn't need to know anything else. He's a smart guy, that's all you need to know. And then later on, he can pick up any sefer and he'll learn it in depth. No, let's give him the sechta that he'll need in life. What are you talking about need in life? The first thing you need in life is a brain that works. And a real brain that works needs years and years of pulverizing your brain. You want them walking out. Heavyweight lifters. Heavy lifters of intelligence. Right? You see these kids in university, they do weightlifting, the amount of doing sports. It's unbelievable. You have to spend so much time on that. Yeah, that's what you have to be spending your time on doing. And it's a nebuch. The kid can't learn Gemara. It's a big problem. It's a big problem. All these ADD kids, because why? They've been watching television their whole life. Watching television until they're 14 all day long, playing little games all day long. What do you expect? They're going to start thinking now when they're 14 years old to understand Gemara. They were never expected to learn anything their whole lives. So that's why, if you look at the curriculums of schools, curriculums that have Rosh Yeshivas with curriculums, they're learning what? As the Talmud says, you want to be smart, learn the Zikin. But it's still not practical. It's practical to know, have a brain that walks out knowing how to think deeply. Because then when you're going to learn Rav Dessler, then you're going to learn the Silsa Sharm, you're going to learn it with that brain, you're going to pick apart every single word, you're going to say, this is what it really means to be a religious Jew. This is the Avodah. It's a hard Avodah to be a servant of God. How to deal with emotions and feelings and this and that, and to separate emotion from reality and all these things. That takes a lot of in-depth thinking. You're going to be in a school where they're going to say, we're going to learn brachas this year, and we're going to learn, that's the same thing when we're learning with the Rambam. We're running out of the happy topics. Okay, we learned brachas, they were learned tzitzis, they were learned this, that at least applies to my life. And to now we're learning Erev, you say, what are you driving me nuts with Erev for? Because now you got to think.
I'm just saying though, we do Gemara, it's hard enough, and then we'll do an Erevin.
But I'm saying, but at least for an hour a day to go to the gym. And even then you can only get 7-8 guys going. And somehow when they know coming to the shul means I'm going to have to work my brain, just like people who don't go to the gym either. They don't go to the gym because it's painful. Yeah, learning with me now is painful. It's enough. You learned 7, 8 years, all the baby kites of Torah. So now you gotta start learning. And also, no, is this what it's gonna be the rest of my life? You bet. And then, but maybe one day you're gonna learn what it really means to be a Jew. That might be also a side benefit.
You could add that there's benefits to the older guys to keep their brain sharp.
I'm saying the side benefit that you won't get dementia and all these other things. Studies show the more you use your brains, the more you don't get the other things. Okay. We'll continue tomorrow, Mir Tishrei.